Okay, Moray Rabotai, we're learning the Malacha of Tochein, and what we spoke about yesterday is that the Malacha of Tochein, according to many Rishonim, does not apply to all items. Perhaps it applies only to silka, perhaps it applies to only vegetables, like we spoke about. We also spoke about a question as to whether one violates tochein if it is only cut into very small pieces. What about if it's cut into larger pieces? What we pointed out is that it could be that this is the question of gersology, whether I have the text in the Gemara of poreim silka or pores silka, right? That was the way we wanted to look at it. We also pointed out that the Shvisas HaShabbos has a different take, that Purim, according to Shvisas HaShabbos, means Bekli, and Pores means Biyad. There is a teeny bit of a diuk in the Rashi and Kuf Chav Ches. The Rashi and Kuf Chav Ches seems to take the approach of Yad versus Kli. However, Rashi over here seems to take the Mahalach of Dak Dak as being the defining attribute, the defining aspect of Teichin. That's what we spoke about yesterday, Bigadol. Now, of course, the question that always comes up is people want to know definitions. So tell me, define what is dak dak? What does it mean that something is cut very finely as opposed to just cut a tiny bit finely? Right? Is this the type of thing that you bring to the Rav? You say, Rebbe, is this dak dak? Is this only dak? Like, what exactly does this mean? That, I think, is a fair question to ask. And if you look at Rashi on Daf Ayin Daled Amud Beis, if you remember on Ayin Daled Amud Beis, right, we haven't done the Gemara yet, but we've sort of referred to it a number of times. The Gemara speaks about a person who makes a chavita, you make a barrel, you're going to be chayiv for sheva chataos. But if you make a chalta, if you make a kaveres, like a hive of some sort out of kunim, so you chayiv 11 times. You chayiv 11 times by kaveres. So if you pick up from the Rashi, it's like the second wide line in the Rashi, chayiv yud aleph. So Rashi says you chayiv for zoymer, which is kotzer, and you chayiv for ma'amer, and you chayiv for borer. And then Rashi writes, Asa'on dakos, me'achas shtayim, or shalosh harei zatochein. Rashi says that if I make the kana dak, so I'm chayiv for tochein. Asa'on dakos, you're chayiv for tochein. Now, what exactly does that mean that you make it dak? Right? Basically, you have a reed, and you cut the reed into two or three pieces. So that's going to be the Malach of Teichin. How's that Tochin? Didn't we say that Tochin, according to Rashi, to be Daka min Hadaka, Daka Daka Ein Niv Dak Mitzvunasa Ein Cheker? Right? Isn't that what it has to be? What do you mean that you chayif when you make me achas shtayim? So I said that I would quote Lubavitcher Torah for you. So in the Sefer Ktzos HaShulchan, in Rav Avram Chaim Noah's Sefer in Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Kuf Chav Tes, he quotes from the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, that the Tzemach Tzedek said that something could be dak dak in only one dimension. Meaning, if I have a reed, it's like a thing like this, a chunk. If I cut it lengthwise, very thin, you make, like, instead of a lasagna noodle, you make a very thin piece of angel hair pasta. No? It's very long, but it is very narrow. Zuck the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, it could be that is called dak dak, according to Rashi. Mr. Fink, Shalita, how are you, sir?
And then, well, just a question on Judaism is, where do we know that Rashi, where does Rashi say dak dak? I'm not on basis as methodical.
So I thought Rashi said dak dak just because Rashi uses the French word mincir, which means that you mince it. And then Rashi also said he quoted something, a food item in Maseches, in Maseches Chulin that kippa is firma. He says it's mechatre hadek. You get the impression that minsiya, if you mince something, it's cut very fine. Can I be sure that this is what Rashi says? No, not 100% sure. I know Tosfos says hasi dak dak. Right, so you're suggesting that maybe Rashi doesn't hold dak dak at all. It could be.
Maybe just holds a dak and mince.
Maybe he just holds a dak, not dak dak. Right. Okay. That could be certainly.
Maybe there's a different definition of dak is even mincing, which is pretty thinly,
Mincing is pretty thinly cut, right? Like Rashi's nusach of minsir, it seemed to me. Again, we're getting involved in the difficulty of I don't know how to define terms like dak dak, right? And that's exactly, I think, the issue that you are bringing up. Like, how do we explain what this term means? I am not 100% sure. We're doing the best we can, but I don't know. In Shulchan Aruch, by the way, it uses a lashon of dak dak. No, the Mechaber writes Sif Yud Beis Hamachateich Hayerek dak dak is chayav mishum tochen. No, dak dak. So I don't know what it means. I have this mahalach of the Rebbe the Tzemach Tzedek that dak dak means it's very thin in just one dimension. In the Sefer of Rav Rimon, he presents some other opinions. If you look in the tshuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Chelek Aleph of the Minchas Shlomo, Simin Tzadi Aleph Os Yud Gimel. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach tells me, tells you also if you read it, tells anyone who reads it. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that the definition of dak dak is that you cut something to the purpose that it's usable. He's bothered by Akasha. The Ramban writes that if a person chops big pieces of wood to make a fire, not only small pieces of wood, like Argama has solasosi, but even if you chop bigger pieces of wood, you're chayiv. So he asks the kasha, what do you mean? Doesn't have to be dak dak. So Shlomo Zalman answers, you know what? He thinks that it depends on your purpose. If your purpose is that you want kindling wood, the tiny little bits of wood to what's it called, that starts the fire, that's called dak dak for kindling wood. But dak dak for the logs in the fire are larger than the dak dak for the kindling wood. Rav Shlomo Zalman basically is saying that the definition of dak dak depends on why I'm cutting something. I'm cutting it to the smallest size that is usable for its purpose. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to be saying.
You're mapping on the media, that's mechate, no? That's not token. Like, you can't say a log is token. I have a big tree that I cut down. I cut it down into logs.
Why not? I mean, first of all, I don't know of any malacha called mekatzeitz. I know of a malacha called mechatech if I cut it to a set measurement. I don't know if there's such a thing as mekatzeitz. But what I'm basically doing is whenever I cut something to make it usable, that is called dak-dak. I think that's what he assumes. I could read to you the way Rav Shlomo Zalman says it. Rav Rimon, in his Sefer, quotes his Lashon. Kasua poskin ha-mevakeya eitzim lachatichos ketanos chayim mishum tochein. Ulofizat tzarech lomar that tzarech lomar mishumot alachot mishas peres yirakos gedolom lachatichos ketanos. Oh, he doesn't quote the line that I wanted from that Ramban. Bikua eitzim, shani bikua eitzim shur uyim latafkidam miyad lishum tchina. Right, that's his nasach. That if it's bikua eitzim, if I'm chopping wood, I'm going to be chayiv without grinding it further. That lecha'ira is what he says. Other poskim say that, dak dak, Rav Rimon prefers this mahalach. Dak means that something loses its independent identity. If I make a salad, so people don't look at the salad and say, "Das is a cucumber, das is a tomato." People look at a salad and they say, "Das is a salad." No? If I take flour, you don't look at it and say, "Oh, it's wheat." You say it's flour. It lost its identity as wheat. The yesod of the malach of tochein, says Rav Rimon, is changing the identity of something. So if something is cut, and maybe this goes against what Rav Shlomo Zalman was saying in terms of chopping logs, but if something is chopped to the extent that it loses its identity, that's dak. Memela, if I cut a vegetable, but everyone still sees it's a piece of celery, that's not dak. It's only dak if I mince it to such an extent that I'm making it like into Israeli salad or the like, where it loses its independent identity. That's even what
people says. People will pick around salad. Like they'll say, "I don't want this, I don't want that." They can tell very clearly what it is.
So again, obviously you could tell what it is, but what do people call it? People don't call a salad a mixture of tomato and cucumber. They call it a salad.
But if I just chop a cucumber and I serve it as chopped cucumber, like my it's not that it's in a salad. It's
if I have a chopped
item, if I make flour on Shabbos, I never make bread with the flour. I'm still chayav. Tochen is about doing it to the
if
item.
If I make flour on Shabbos, of course that's tochen. It loses its identity. It used to be wheat, now it's flour. Right.
If I chop cucumbers, no, it's just chopped cucumbers. You can buy minced garlic at the store. Shmom mochiach. Like it's
no, but people call minced garlic. It has a new shame in the sense of at least a shame levai. It's called minced garlic.
Yeah, but it's not the same as a new shame. As
I like, I don't think there's a shame. Unless, what I'm basically saying is, what Rav Rimon is saying is that I could cut a cucumber to the exact same dimensions. If my kavon is to make it into a salad, so then I am going to be chayef for tochen. But if my kavon is not to make it into a salad, my kavon is to just have cucumber pieces, then I'm not chayef for tochen.
That seems quite mechudash, no?
I'm not saying it's not mechudash. I'm agreed with you. It happens to be I think it's a nice hagdara. Whether it's compelling, I don't know. I do think, though, that we have to try to address what is called dak. And by the way, when you look in the Mefarshim, in the Shulchan Aruch, if you base domani that the Mishnah Brura or the Achrenim, they don't explain what the words dak mean. The word dak, we said, comes from a Tosfos. By the way, the Rambam's Lashon in Perek Chof Aleph also is dak. The Rambam Perek Zayin has a Lashon ma'at, which might be the same as dak. Dak is a pretty widely accepted definition, but we have to figure out what it means. Now, the Bir Halacha over here. The Bir Halacha quotes from the Sefer Yerayim. Look in this Bir Halacha in Se'if Yud Beis. Hamechate chayerek dak. Bigamari isa merav papa, if you paras soka, you chayev tochein. Rashi says paras means mechatchol dak. Right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes that Rashi says paras is mechatchol dak. Is there such a Rashi? Right, our dear beloved friend, Ellie says there's no such Rashi that says dak. The Mishnah Brura and the Bir Halacha quotes that Rashi says dak. No, Ellie, you have to write a note to the editor. My dear Mishnah Brura, like, what are you talking about? Rashi doesn't say dak, no?
Isn't one of the other Gemara's
Ezra? Slowly?
Yeah, Rashi and I in Dalit says Hadig.
Hadig. Does Rashi?
I think Rashi on somewhere else.
There's a Rashi on Kuf Chaf Ches and a Rashi on Kuf Mem Aleph, I believe. So Kuf Chaf Ches, Rashi does not write Dak Dak. Shelo Yikdoim B'Kli, Rashi says just Dome.
On Kuf Mem Aleph. The Beir Lach is saying it's going on the Gemara on Ayin Dal, it seems like.
But the Gemara in Ayin Dalet doesn't say Dak Dak. It just says Parim or Paris, no?
Rebbe, he quotes that Gemara and says Rashi says on it. So it sounds like Rashi's not going to be somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. I didn't notice this Bir Halacha until like 30 seconds ago. But the Bir Halacha seems to be calling Rashi differently than Vashtein Unzer Rashi, no? Okay, so Bir Halacha writes, it has to be Dak Dak. Dak Dak, that's what Rashi says. And Tosis writes, we're talking about Dak Dak. And the Rambam says Dak Dak. Because ala inyan chiyuv, avala inyan iser, yeshli zahir ma'od bazeh, de kvar kosa besefi yireinu reblozumi mitz, de shir dakusan lo no dalonu. V'chein mashem beis Yosef, de hitzrich la inyan heter in shalida, so the Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha says that we should be machmir, because the Sefer Yireim writes Shir Dakusan Lo No Dalanu. I don't know how dak is dak dak, right? I don't know how thin it is. That's what he quotes in the Yireim. We've already pointed out that the Yireim alone among Rishonim tends to be machmir because I don't know something, right? We pointed out that the Yireim with respect to what Kalei Habishal is. Now the Gemara only has Dag Maliach and Koyas Ispinin. The Yireim writes, well, we're not really sure, so be machmir on everything, no? The Yireim in Hilchos Nida says, we're not really sure what a gris is, be machmir on everything. Right, this seems to be a somewhat recurrent refrain among the in the Sefer Yireim. That itself is worth noting. The Bir Halacha also has a raya from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef over here talks about making salad on Shabbos. Right, in Shalida, I think is like some sort of salad, and the Beis Yosef has five different svaras why it's okay. We'll talk about them. One is the Rashba that it's la'alter. Maybe it doesn't apply to foods other than silka. Maybe according to the Rush, it's going to be mutter, because even by silka, it's only a problem when like the Rush has this perish that no one knows what it means. The silka is a beet. We don't know what it means. The Rush says that like you rip off the bark, so to speak, and you have flour inside. No? Many Rishonim have that line about solus silsi in the next clause in the Gemara. The right, the Rabbi Nochananel has that by solus silsi, but the Rush has it by Purim Silka. And the Karban Nisanel already noted that the Rush is perush, that Purim Silka means that you pull off the bark somehow and you end up making some sort of like flour that emerges. That's difficult. But that's another sort to be made on the Insalida. And he quotes, maybe that it's mutter because the Lashon, this is an unbelievable Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef thinks that when the Rambam says that you violate tochein when you cut a vegetable kedei levashlo, so ken zayin that according to the Rambam, if I cut a vegetable to eat it, not to cook it, mutter. Right? That's a wild idea. Basically, the Beis Yosef has five different svaris. The Chazon Ish is mefarei to them achas al achas in Siman Nun Zayin of an art. But Acharei Kechlos HaKol, the Beis Yosef says that what you should do on Shabbos is don't cut your insalida unless it's right before the meal, and you should make bigger pieces. Don't do a dak dak. the Sefer Binyan Olam, Reb Binyamin Zilber, Zecharenu Levracha, says that you should make sure your salad is cut in larger pieces than you cut it during the week. Right? That's what he says. Many of the Sfarim quote this idea. It's only difficult because for many of us, the only time we make these types of foods is dafka on Shabbos. So to say cut it larger than you do during the week is very difficult if it's the type of food that you only make on Shabbos, no? Okay. B'kitzar Masa, we don't know what dak is. The Mishnah Berurah is very machmir. The Arach HaShulchan, however, sounds like in the Arach HaShulchan, you have to read the Arach HaShulchan, Shin Chaf Aleph, at the beginning, straight through Sif Zayin or so. The Arach HaShulchan sounds like he says, listen, there's so many svaras to be megal, so don't make yourself crazy about dak. It's a little bit funny because it's against the Beis Yosef. But he says, all of this verse, that maybe it only applies, maybe it doesn't apply to food at all. Maybe it only applies to soko. All of these verses, etc., is a reason to be mako by dak. That's what Aruch HaShulchan says, but again, it's against the Beis Yosef. Hanir lafi ani estaiti, that there's reason to be machmir over here. If you remember yesterday, we pointed out that the Chazon Ish tries to machavek with the Rush. The Rush says that Tochein does not apply to food. The Chazon Ish basically says there's no such Rush. And the proof he had is that the Tur doesn't quote it. No? Remember that line in the Chazon Ish that we spoke about yesterday? That the Torah doesn't quote it, therefore there's no such rush. Nady commented on the Shear WhatsApp that maybe there's no such rush just because the rush is only getting in the direction of saying that the only Isser is when you make some sort of flour that comes out when you pull up the bark. But that could be also, but you can't deny the fact that the rush says that it doesn't apply to Eichon, that there's no Teichon by Eichon. And the kasha was, how come the Tur leaves the rush out?
That's exactly what I was denying.
What?
That's exactly what I was denying.
That's exactly what...
That the Tur says that it's not shaykh open. Mm-hmm. I think if you read the rush, that's what I... Ben and I would read the rush.
Whoa. Dude. The Tur if you'd base. Asur lach tocha yerek dak. Asur lach tocha yerek. Yerek is a vegetable. It's a food, no? Unless you're mamash yeshiva bachar and you feel that vegetables are not food and only buser has it in food. Right? That's a very yeshiva shesvara. Most people say that vegetables are food.
So I would say that this fits with, as everybody's going to say, maybe not. Like the, I thought it fits very nicely with the Chazon Ish, because ultimately what the rush is getting to is that what the state of Tochein is meat. Tochein is flour. You pulverize something. When you pulverize a cucumber, you don't get pieces like or granules like you do with flour. You get a mush. So if you mush a banana also, you would get, that would be mush. That's called pulverizing. Whatever we pulverizing results in. Pulverizing is after on Shabbos. No one pulverizes cucumbers.
Okay. So maybe that's the pshat in the rush. And I want to talk about pulverizing in a few minutes. Maybe that's the pshat in the rush. But it's still striking, the Chazon Ish's Ha'arav, how come the Torah doesn't quote his father, that it doesn't, that there's no Teichein on Ochlem, is still difficult, no? If you want to say that there's no Teichein on Ochlem in the sense of dak is not a problem by Ochel, but only pulverizing is a problem by Ochel, if that's what you want to say, which is certainly plausible, but the Torah does not say that, because the Torah writes, Osar lach tocha yerek dak. So I have the following diyuk from the Torah. I have the following diyuk. Ready? The lush of the Torah is Osar lach tocha yerek dak. Shedome letochein. What do those words sound like? Shedome letochein. It appears like teichein.
Similar
lush in Rashi on Kuf Chav Ches. not Rashi over here, and Rashi and Kuf Kaf Ches L'chayre doesn't fully mean this because Rashi is talking about Yad versus Kli. That's the issue over there in Kuf Kaf Ches. Right? Rashi says, Man de Parm Sokos Dome L'Tolchen on Kuf Kaf Ches, and the Chanami, Rashi says that. But the Pashtus in the Gemara is Chayiv Mishum Tolchen, is that it's a Tolda. I think we pointed this out yesterday, no? That the Lashon of the Gemara sounds like it's a Tolda. The Rambam sounds like it's a Tolda. The Sfas Emes has this in the Gemara. It's a Tolda. We're not exactly sure what the Av is. It's a Tolda. But Doimel L'Tolchein in the tour sounds a little different than Tolda. Doimel L'Tolchein sounds like it's Durabonon. So I would argue as follows, Chefer. The tour knows that his father holds that Ein Tolchein Ba'ochlem. Aber zok the tour, mein Tata hat gesagt, nor midoy reisa. Min ha-toira, there is no Tolchein Ba'ochlem. Aber midrabanan, there is. Balt dem, for that reason, the tour writes, by eventual, it's not the real thing. It's dome. It's derabanan. It's not min haTorah. The Torah knew what the father said. The Torah agrees. But he's saying, my father only said this on the level of doiraisa, not on the level of derabanan. Now, if this is correct, so then the Rush is really not like Tosfos. Because the Lashon of Tosfos on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis is that by Ochlem, it's Sharei. That means mutter. But the Rush, as understood by the Torah, I contend, the Rush is saying not that it's mutter, but that it's Usser Midivrehem. No?
Maybe, are there any known examples of Tosfos Derabanan?
Are there examples of Tochein Midrabonin? I don't know. I mean, if I look in the Rambam, where's my Rambam? I had a Rambam here somewhere. Oh, no, that's the Chazon Ish. They're both red. Where's my Rambam? Oh, here it is. If I look in the Rambam, so the Rambam has that being Mechate Chayerek is a told of Tochein. In fact, the first told that the Rambam speaks of in Perek Zayin is told of Tochein, and I cut a vegetable. No? That's the first one. In Perek Zayin, Halacha, Hey. It's a told of Tochein. If I cut it Levashlo. The Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph, where he speaks about the Rabbonons, the Rambam writes, Mechati Chaseyarek is a told of Tochein, Lefikach Eim Miraskim Hashach Has Charuven of Nebehema, Mipnei Shenireh Kitochein. I understand the Rambam, and I want to talk about this a little bit later, that maybe pulverizing is Nireh Kitochein, it's Midrabbonon, it's not Min HaTorah. Because unlike when I cut something and it's no longer attached, if I mush my banana, it still is attached. If I mirasek charuvin, again, charuvin, I think like buxer that people eat on Tu B'Shvat or whatever it is, right? That's charuv. You can make it into chocolate. It becomes like a flat, clear substance. It could be that that is not. Rav Moshe Feinstein has this in his Truvas. Rav Moshe writes that he thinks pulverizing is not tochein at all, because tochein means that you make it into disparate parts. The Chazon Ish goes fakir. I'll be with you in 1 second, Eli. The Chazon Ish says in the opposite direction. The Chazon Ish feels that pulverizing. Now, I don't mean there are different types of pulverizing. There's pulverizing when I take grain and I make it into flour, each grain of flour, each little bit of flour is separate, is discrete from the entire thing. When I take an avocado or a banana, so then it is not that each one is discrete. When I take an avocado, banana, all becomes one substance. But Moshe feels that making something into one substance is not going to be teichin, but the Chazon Ish feels that it is the paradigmatic case of Tochein. If you look in Rav Rimon Sefer, page 688 and following, he quotes this machlokes, Rimosh and the Chazon Ish. Rimosh feels fundamentally it's not Tochein, but he says, since it's so easy to do a shinoi anyway, just instead of using the teeth of the fork, use the back of the fork, you may as well do it that way. But I would contend that the Pshat Nisraman Perchof Aleph is that being mirasek, taking a banana and crumbling it, is teichein midrabonon. That's what I would argue.
Rabbi?
I think Ellie was patiently waiting. So, Nady, you're going to have to allow Ellie to go before you. There is Kadima on this planet. Yes, but there's a shay about Tadia Makudash. Okay, weiter. Ellie.
You said before that if the rush is really like the tour, that by Yerakos really is a Nisr of, it really is a Nisr of Tofin, sister of Bonon.
Right.
You're not saying like Tosos. Didn't we say yesterday that Tosos would, if we equate Tosos with, we say Tosos holds that that dafka, the silka stuff that are like silka now are yarakos that are not right, that are not right lachila yet. Shayachin, but by shar oakland, by other foods that aren't yarakos, there will be mutter. So then wouldn't the rush just be like Tosos still?
I don't think the rush is like Tosos in that. Tosos says that Dafka Silka is a problem. Tosos on Ayin Dalet. Dafka Silka is a problem, but by Sha'ar Ochlem it's going to be okay. We understood that meant that Dafka Silka, well, we understood, we said a few things yesterday. What I liked is that Dafka Silka, you're going to be chayiv if it's not Dak Dak. By Sha'ar Ochlem, you're only chayiv if it is Dak Dak. And we said the svarad is based on the usage of the item, which is a very similar svarad to what Rav Shlomo Zalman was saying in that tshuva that we mentioned earlier. That's what we said yesterday. Right? That silka is paris. By everything else, it was parim. Right? Is that I'm pretty sure that's what I said yesterday. Did I answer your question, Ellie?
It wasn't that like we equated him with the Ramach Shita, that it's Yerakos versus Shar.
We suggested this. The Rambam in Perikof Aleph certainly distinguishes between Yerakos and Peros. Is that what you're referring to?
Right.
I thought that, like, in broad strokes, what Tosus is saying is similar to the Rambam. In that if something is edible beforehand, that can't be tochein. But what I would argue is that according to Tosis, if it is edible beforehand, it could be it's heter gomor, and Tosis uses the word shari, but the rush, especially if the tour is saying what the rush is saying, so then the rush might be saying it's aser midrabanan, that's domel tochein.
Does Asher Rabbanon only be on foods that are? Asher Rabbanon only be on foods that are not edible, not that are edible.
I'm not sure. That Nakuda, I don't know. I don't think I agree with that Nakuda, because if it's dom elatochein, so a guy walks into my house and he sees me with my knife and I'm chopping. Right, he thinks I'm doing an avera. The person doesn't know that the food was edible, not edible. Right? I think that could be what dom elatochein means. Don't know.
Maybe.
Oh yeah, I cut you off. You were saying something before.
No, Chicago, your Hakodesh over here. Question. Rebbe saying with building, expanding this, building this category of Tochen Midrabanon, does Rebbe think that Tochen Achar Tochen could also, you know, even though it's up there, Isa might still be Midrabanon?
I don't think so, because I think all the Rishonim who talk about grinding up bread to give it to my animals are saying it's Heter Gomer. So I don't think Tochen Achar Tochen would be Asur Midrabanon. I don't think that's likely. And in fact, we said yesterday for Rav Nebensal that it could be that tochein achar tochein, when the second tochein is more than the original tochein, is aser min ha-Torah. That's why they had to be machzi the ketores to the machteshes on Erev Yom Kippur. They couldn't do it on Yom Kippur.
Right. But what wasn't one of the examples of the Rambam that we just said?
No. So the Rambam,
I
thought the Rambam is saying, let me read again. Emiraskin shachas charuven lufnei behema. Mipnei shenire ketochen. I think, again, I don't know the mitzvahs of what shachas is, but I think charuven would be... I think charuven is going to be that I pulverize it, and it is nira ketochen in that sort of way, because pulverizing something, I'm inclined that the Rambam would agree with Rav Moshe, or Rav Moshe would agree with the Rambam, that pulverizing something is not real tochen, because real tochen means you break something into disparate parts, as opposed to pulverizing when it still is stuck together.
I mean, the stuck together versus individual parts is a matter of circumstance. You dry it out, and then you pulverize it.
So I remember years and years ago in Moresh HaKolel, I had this conversation with Rabbi Willing. Why is it that a banana and an avocado are stuck together? Right? You grind it. It remains one entity. But so it could be it's just because the moisture is mechaberet. What about a peanut? Right? I can make peanut flour or I can make peanut butter. What's the difference between peanut flour and peanut butter? I think the difference is, right, the amount of moisture that's there. If that's the case, so then one could argue that miyuch banana, right, Rav Moshe Svar is just not correct. That miyuch banana is exactly the same as grinding stuff into small parts. It's just that the liquid combines it.
I mean, they sell freeze-dried apples and bananas and all these kitty snacks that you could, they're hard. And you could probably...
Right, I mean, yeah, we can try to grind it up and see what happens. Put it in your blender and see what happens. Enochanami. So again, it's entirely possible that in Metzius, again, this is what I'm not sure about. It could be that what Rav Moshe is saying is that I don't care if in Metzius it's all disparate things and you have liquid that unifies it. Acharei kechlos hakol, it's one mass, it's one entity. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What did Rav Willig say out of curiosity?
I remember having this conversation with him. I don't remember if we came to Maskana, if he came to Maskana. That I don't remember.
Okay.
I mean, whatever. I was the high school choral counselor, and we were doing Bishul B'Shabbos. And Rabbi Willig in the college chola was doing Malachos. And I was like learning Malachos, I think, in the afternoons with like some of the guys. It's like I was schmoozing with Rabbi Willig a lot. But I don't remember. I have notes somewhere. I have like a notebook from that summer. But we're talking about like 30 years ago. You know, it's like ancient history before you guys like were born even. Yeah, don't know. Let's talk about the Rashba. The Rashba, the Tshuva, and Chelek Dalet Siman Ayin Dalet. It's quoted by the Beis Yosef over here. The Rashba develops the Yesod. The Ran quotes it on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph B'Dapei Harif. the Ran quotes from the Rashba. Because of a Rashba, the Tshuva, the Dafka b'mechatzchen k'day lochon l'machor l'bo b'yom, la'achar sho'a. Halav hachi shari k'day shari abaya livra v'lechol la'alter. Olafiga chite l'fari petite lechem l'tarnigolem l'asis l'fnehem la'alter. The Rashba says, I'm allowed to break up pieces of bread to give it to my tarnigolems, that they eat it right away. Because just like there's a din that borer is mutter la'alter, so also there's a din that tochein is mutter la'alter. That's the Rashba. The Ran quotes this. Then the Ran quotes that the smag says, ein tchina achar tchina, that the heter to give the bread to the tarnigolem is because the bread was already ground once. So subsequent grinding is not a problem. That's what the smag says. The Beis Yosef is inclined that there is that la halacha, the smag and the Rashba agree. That's what the Beis Yosef says. The Chazon Ish, however, in Simin Nun Zayin, the Chazon Ish writes, Ein hechreya shaharan hiskim in the Rashba. Because he shaharei siyim b'divrei hasmag lahatir mishum shekvar nitchanu v'lo hechriya. And that's what the Rivash says, that the smag argues on the Rashba. And therefore, the Chazon Ish is inclined, the Chazon Ish says, not inclined, the Chazon Ish says, is a machlokes smag and Rashba. Whether we say that there's a heter of teichein la'alter. Which would mean also there's a machlokes where there's a heter of ein teichein achar teichein. Right? If you assume, like the Chazon Ish, that the smag and the Rashba are disagreeing, so kaneh each disagrees with the other one. And the Rashba denies ein teichein achar teichein, and the smag denies, tochein la'alter. The Vilna Gaon points out that there's a tosefta that sounds like ein teichein achar teichein. So it would be difficult to say the Gra on Se'if Yud Beis. The Gra points out that if you look in the tosefta in Perek Tesvav, the tosefta's lashon is that molalin is hamalol or something like that, no? Oh, I'm in the wrong perek, that's why. The Tosefta writes, perek tesvav, molalin is hamalol, the last Tosefta in perek tesvav, molalin is hamalol, meitzin is hamutza, ofen is haofoy, mevashin is hamavushal. And so Tosefta says beferish that just like there is ein tochein, just like there's ein bishal achar bishal, just like ofin esha ofoy and mevashin esha mevushal, also molin esha molol, also ein tochein achar tochein. So it would be a little bit schwer to assume that anyone disagrees with the smag of ein trina achar trina. However, to say that there are those who disagree with the heter of the Rashba of Teichin La'alter, to say that the smag denies Teichin La'alter is reasonable. Right? Basically, what I'm saying is like this. Im Timtzalaymar, like the Chazon Ish, that there's a machlokas, Rashba and smag, but it's unlikely that the Rashba disagrees with the smag. It is likely that the smag disagrees with the Rashba. Va'afaresh et sichati. If you look in the Shotei HaGiborim on Daf Lamed Beis, B'Daf Bei Harif, the Shotei HaGiborim quotes the Rashba that there's a heter of Tochin La'alter. Then he writes that according to the Rashba, however, if I give the food to the Tarnagolim but they don't eat it, so then you should be very angry at your Tarnagol. Because your tarnagol just caused you to be mechal Shabbos. No? The heter of teichin la'alter is only that the animal is going to eat it right away. But if I give the food to the tarnagol and the tarnagol decides, I'm not hungry today, so then you ended up violating an Isra Shabbos. And you get an impression that you have to like stand on top of the Tarnagol and say, eat, 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 eat. There's a rush at being the second parak of Pesachim, where the rush says that you can fulfill Bir Chametz by giving it to the animals only if you are Oimed Al Gabav, right? You're standing on top of the animal and you say, eat, 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 eat. That's the way the Shulchan Gibarim seems to be saying the Rashba. But the Shulchan Gibarim himself disagrees with the Rashba. He says, Rashba, your raya that tochen is mutar la'alter is because borer is mutar la'alter. But zak the Shulchan Gibarim, the hosam, Taimas de Bikahai Gavna Hitiru lo heavy brera. Meaning that the Rashba and the Shulchan Gibarim are arguing about what's the heter of borer la alter. The Rashba is assuming that there's a special heter called Derech Achila. If you eat something, it's mutter. Derech Achila is a matir. And that's why Borel Alter is mutter, because you're eating. However, the Shulchan Gibarim seems to be saying that the het of Borer La Alter is because it is a shinoi of sorts. You can have a big shinoi, that's heter gomer. You can have a little shinoi, that's those Asur Midrabanan. Borer La Alter is so different than the Ikar Malacha Borer. The Ikar Malacha Borer is Borer La Alter. If you burn la'alter, it's so different. So therefore, says the Shulchan Gibarim, if it's la'alter, it's a shinui. That's a big machlokas harishonim. What's the heter of borer la'alter? The Rashba is being matir tochen la'alter because the Rashba understands that the lumdus of borer la'alter is that there's a heter of achila. Derech Achila is mutter. However, the Shulchan Gibarim and perhaps the Smag say that no, there's no heter of la'alter by Teichin because by Teichin, l'mais, I'm doing it the same way. By Boirer, if I do it la'alter, I'm doing the melacha differently. It's a shinui. There's no heter of Derech Achila. And I saw in some of the Svarim that they raise a question. You know, there's a discussion in Shin Mem about writing on a cake. Can you eat the cake on Shabbos, no? Where there's an Isser of Mochik. Why don't they say that according to the Rashba, it should be Mutter because it is Mamish, right? La'alter. It's Mochik, La'alter, to eat it right away. Just like there's a Heter of Teichin, La'alter. Maybe there's a Heter of Mochik, La'alter. So L'cha'ora, that kasha is what we would call in Yiddish a klutz kasha. Because by malachos of food, I could say there's a heter of derech achila. But by those malachos which are not food malachos, it's very unlikely that there's a heter of derech achila. No? Kosev and mochek are not food malachos. It happens in your one instance, it's with food. But borer, tochein, are all malachos in sidura de pas. So it could be by those malachos, la'alter is mutter. However, it's not shayach that la'alter is mutter by all sidura de pas, no? The Gemara says, am I allowed to bake to eat it right away? V'chi mutter lafos, right? This is an unbelievable kula. No, you can't make bread on, you can't make, I don't know. If you eat it right away, it's mutter to cook on Shabbos. Wow, that's a kula. Right? It's not shayach. So when do I assume there's a kul of la'alter and when there's no kul of la'alter? It's not clear, but it's not clear. I don't think it's possible that the heter of la'alter applies by all sidur de pas. I recognize that the heter of la'alter cannot apply to mochek, but I'm not sure why, right? As the Gemara says, it does not apply to ofe, right? It does apply to Tochein. If the Rashba is right, then the reason why it applies to Borer is because it's a heter of Derech Achila, so then why would it not apply to other Malachos?
I would have said it's pashut of like things which are licked in the maisa of eating are included. Tochen is included in the maisa of eating because you chew food. Bor is included in the maisa of eating because I picked up something off.
So, So I'm happy to say that by tochen, right? And that's the lashon of the Rashba, that the Torah doesn't answer me to eat big pieces or small pieces. Right, because eating always involves chewing, which itself is a mice of tochen. But by borer, right, it doesn't have to be that there is a mice of borer when I eat.
Right? Wouldn't just be what's derech.
What?
Wouldn't just be what's derech. Like borer, it's derech to do what the oats are.
Okay. Right, so that could be. And tochen is what? Tochen, the derech.
Would be derech to do for like in advance also, because...
Aren't there certain foods that the derech is that I cook it right before I eat it? I just came off of a holiday where I only eat potato starch, basically. And potato starch has a half-life of like 30 seconds. If you potato starch noodles, no? You have to eat it right away, or else mamish. Right? It's got to be la'alter. I don't know.
The malacha is for foods that you dafka do before bishul, according to the Rambam.
Okay.
If it's for eating, then...
And that's what you're suggesting is, and Nochara, you're right. I mean, what you're suggesting is that I can't just say, oh, this food, yes, this food, no. I have to look at the malacha bigadol. I'm happy to say that. I do think, though, that we have to say this mahalach of the Rashba somewhat precisely. Okay, gentlemen, those of you in yeshiva should go and daven mincha, and everyone else should have a wonderful, blessed, marvelous day. I hope to see you over Shabbos, Yitzhak Hashem, if you're around.
Thank you, Abby.
All tov.